Salaam alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. The third and last piece of advice that Imam Ali alayhi salam offers us in the second hikmah of Nahjul Balagha is وَحَانَدْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ مَنْ أَمَّرَ عَلَيْهَا لِسَانَهُ. And he who allows his tongue to dominate him debases himself. This is emphasizing that the tongue should be under the control of our will and not be commander and the driver of our thoughts and actions. There is a similar message in wisdom number 40 of Nahjul Balagha when Imam says لِسَانُ الْعَاقِلْ وَرَاءَ قَلْبِهِ وَقَلْبُ الْأَحْمَقِ وَرَاءَ لِسَانِهِ. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, the tongue of the wise man is behind his heart, and the heart of the fool is behind his tongue. There are many more narrations about the importance of controlling the tongue. For example, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said, Rahatul insani fi habsil lisan. The comfort of man is in the imprisonment of his tongue. And he, peace be upon him and his family, also said, وَقَالْ حَبْسُ اللِّسَانِ سَلَامَةُ الْإِنسَانِ. The confinement of the tongue causes the well-being of man. وَقَالْ بَلَاءُ الْإِنسَانِ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ. Man's calamity is caused by his tongue. وَقَالَ ذَلَاقَةُ اللِّسَانِ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ. The eloquence of the tongue is the greatest asset. Also, our beloved Prophet said, "Al-bala'u muwakkalun bil-mantiq," and he said, "Trouble is the companion of speech." Also, he said, "Fitnatul lisani ashaddu min dharb as-sayf." The sting of the tongue is worse than the strike of the sword. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Wa dharbul lisan ashaddu min dharb as-sinan." The wound of the tongue is more effective than the wound of the spear. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, Najatul mar'i fi hifz lisanihi. The salvation of man is in controlling his tongue. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said in his will to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ya Ali, man khafa an-nasu lisana fa huwa min ahli an-nar. Ya Ali, whoever people are afraid of his tongue, what he says, indeed he is of the people of hell. And for our last example, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Inna Allah ta'ala inda lisani kulli qa'il. Indeed, Allah is present by the tongue of every speaker. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, some of us almost forget that our words are part of our actions and will affect our lives and our hearts. And we are responsible for what we say, just as we are responsible for what we do. And we will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. In the end, let's have a quick review of the second hikmah. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, he who adopts greed as a habit devalues himself. He who discloses his hardship agrees to humiliation. And he who allows his tongue to dominate him debases himself. So three causes of humiliation and three causes of honor are introduced in this hikmah of Nahjul Balagha. The former directly and the latter indirectly. The three causes of humiliation are being greedy, disclosing our hardships to others, leaving our tongues unchecked. Thus we can deduce the three following causes of honor: satisfaction with what we have and not desiring what we see in the hands of others, keeping our problems or hardships to ourselves and not divulging them to other people, taking control of our tongues and what we say. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.